This is Twit.
You remember, this is prior to Ant and Stacy, but you remember, Jeff, that I was inveighing for a long time against AMP, thinking it was really a power.
Oh, yes, I remember.
It was a power grab by Google. And now I think we're starting to learn, both from the unredacted complaint from the Texas AG and elsewhere, that AMP may not have been the innocent improvement on web technologies that we were told.
Is this your I told you so moment?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I told you so.
There you go. That's what we need to hear.
I told you so. During the Chrome Dev Summit concluded last week, Paul Kinlan, who is lead for Chrome Developer Relations, was speaking during an Ask Me Anything Q&A with Chrome leadership. Former AMP advisory board member Jeremy Keith asked a question. Given the court proceedings against AMP, he said, why should anyone trust Flock or any, which is Google's, you know, federated learning of cohorts.
Getting rid of the cookie sandbox.
Right. Or any other Google initiatives ostensibly focused on privacy. Ben Galbraith from the Chrome leadership said, well, I can't comment about the AMP proceedings, but let's talk about privacy sandbox. I think it's important to note we're not asking for blind trust with a sandbox effort. Instead, we're working in the open. It means we're sharing ideas while they're in the early phase. We're transparent, he said. We're transparent. But I think it's very telling that he was faced with that fairly tough question. Why should we trust you? And really didn't make much of an argument why we should trust them. Have you read the stuff about AMP?
I didn't really dig into it in depth because it's also kind of losing steam anyway.
AMP is. Yeah. In fact, Google's own internal documents, according to this unsealed lawsuit, show that AMP pages brought 40% less revenue to publishers, which might be a reason it's losing steam. And this one is really, now again, this is an allegation. This has not been proven in court. This just, although it was a very well argued and there was a lot of evidence in this pleading. This is from the lawsuit. The speed benefits Google marketed for AMP were also at least partly a result of Google's throttling.
Whoops.
Google throttles the load time of non-AMP ads by giving them artificial one-second delays in order to give AMP a, quote, nice comparative boost.
Well, hold on. What? I don't know the details here.
This is from Google's own documents, by the way.
Yes, part of the argument at the time was that AMP forced publishers to speed up their editorial content, but the ad content remained horrible. And so there was an argument at the time that Google should advantage faster ads. Now, so you could say, did they throttle down the slow ones or throttle up the fast ones?
Apparently, they throttled down non-AMP ads by a second to make AMP look good. Plus, and this is also from the lawsuit, throttling non-AMP ads slows down header bidding, which then Google uses.
That's another issue.
Yeah,
that's
to denigrate header bidding for being too slow. Google really, it really looks like, and a lot of this is coming from internal documents, so it's kind of hard to argue that, we didn't do that. Google really did a lot to favor its
own ad network. If you
want to
go after Google, go after their position in ad networks. Yep. That's where they're vulnerable. The shopping thing, AMP, that's all small. Google's an ad network company, and that's where it has its power.
Well, but they used AMP.
Yeah, but I think it's
to promote their ad network.
Anytime a big company that has a huge share in the market who advantages their own technology in this sort of way, that's just self-dealing. And even if it's not a big deal, it's something that should be stopped simply to prevent corruption and
antitrust.
Yeah. Anyway. I love Google. we wouldn't be doing a show called This Week in Google if we didn't think they were important and there was stuff of interest. We've been doing this show for 10 years, and it has always been a matter of great interest. We use a lot of Google stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want Google to do the right thing. I don't think they need to do the wrong thing. They make plenty of money. Mm-hmm. They don't need to cheat.
It's fair to challenge them.
And I think it's fair to challenge them. I'm disappointed. I'm a little disappointed. And I think they got aggressively competitive. Look, it happens in Silicon Valley all the time. It happens to almost every company.
That's the thing. I'm just disappointed. Are you surprised?
I expected better. No, I shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
I believed them when they said, don't be evil. I really believed them that they wanted to be a better company. And I think in the beginning, Larry and Sergey really did want to be a better company. But nothing.
Well, I also think it's the bigger you get, the harder it is not to have more influence on people and to become evil to someone.
Yes.
So what irritates me here in the case of AMP itself is that they screwed up what should have been a holy cause, which is to fix media's web pages. The media's web pages have gotten even worse, right? We got rid of pop-ups for a brief moment in history.
Mm-hmm.
And then they invented all kinds of new pop-ups. Partly just tell you it's okay to it's the click off for the privacy stuff, but all the other stuff you have and all the stuff coming in and out. Media pages are terrible. They're irritating. They're slow. They move around. They're awful. And AMP at one level was supposedly there to help speed up the web and get back to a purer web. And that's why I was in favor of it. And it did that to an extent, but then it got obviously or apparently misused in other ways, which then hurts the cause of a better web,
yeah,
which is a problem.
Yeah.